January 14. Christ acknowledged the rights of everyone. In every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. Acts 10:35. The Lord Jesus demands our acknowledgement of the rights of every man. Men's social rights and their rights as Christians are to be taken into consideration. All are to be treated with refinement and delicacy as the sons and daughters of God. Christianity will make a man a gentleman. Christ was courteous even to his persecutors, and his true followers will manifest the same spirit. Look at Paul when brought before rulers. His speech before Agrippa is an illustration of true courtesy as well as persuasive eloquence. The gospel does not encourage the formal politeness current with the world, but the courtesy that springs from real good kindness of heart. The most careful attention to the outward proprieties of life is not sufficient to shut out all fretfulness, harsh judgment, and unbecoming speech. True refinement will never be revealed so long as self is considered the supreme object. Love must dwell in the heart. A thoroughgoing Christian draws his motives of action from his deep heart love for the Master. Up from the roots of his affection for Christ springs an unselfish interest in his brethren. Love imparts to its possessor grace, propriety, and comeliness of deportment. It illuminates the countenance and subdues the voice. It refines and elevates the entire being. Gospel Workers, page 123. Please turn this tape over. Continued on the other side. Reflecting Christ. Tape 1, side 2. Page 28. Some with whom you are brought in contact may be rough and uncourteous, but do not, because of this, be less courteous yourself. He who wishes to preserve his own self-respect must be careful not to wound needlessly the self-respect of others. This rule should be sacredly observed toward the dullest, the most blundering. What God intends to do with these apparently unpromising ones, you do not know. He has in the past accepted persons no more promising or attractive to do a great work for him. His Spirit moving upon the heart has roused every faculty to vigorous action. The Lord saw in these rough, unhewn stones precious material which would stand the test of storm and heat and pressure. Gospel Workers, page 122. Be polite to those with whom you come in contact. Thus you will be polite to God. Praise Him for His goodness. Thus you are witnesses for Him, and you are preparing for the society of angels. You are learning in this world how to conduct yourselves in the family of Christ in heaven. Manuscript 31, 1903.